up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Oh, massive show. We say that on every catch-up. Today was huge, though. We introduce everyone to a brand new person in our lives, Herbie.
Leroy Brown.
That is our boss. He joined us on the show today. He was in studio. He often, because of coronavirus, he hasn't been allowed in at work much, has he?
No. And so we finally got him in. And seeing we got him in, we thought, nah, we need a favour from him. And it's to do with his puppy. And guess what, guys? He was about it.
Yeah, he got really involved. Really exciting. You listening, though, we need you to get involved with what it is as well. Stay tuned to find out what it is. Massive show as well. Herbie's in love.
This is exciting. I was very nervous, but then after it, I feel quite comfortable because I found the one.
Yeah, you did. You were very nervous. This is very exciting, actually. We did get a surprise caller, which we played to Herbs. We also called America.
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 Because they actually don't really know much about Zoopadoopas, so we had to get to the bottom of this.
Aliens are back, plus the coon cheese debate. People are fired up about it. They think it's racist.
And we should mention you attempted to be a chef again.
Yeah, Chef Sharla, he's back. How did I go? Did I fail? Did I win?
Yeah, I think maybe some things are just left for some humans not to do, and that's you and cooking.
In radio, that's called a hook. You have to listen to find out. I don't really reckon it's a hook because people pretty well know the answer already. Enjoy the catch-up. Thanks for downloading.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
People love their pets, and what I think they nearly love more than their pets is naming their pet. People take great pride in the name of their new fur child.
Yeah, there's a lot of, we had a Molly growing up. It's one of the most popular dog names, but I like it when people get a bit creative.
See, we, with Mum and Dad's dog, went back and forth for ages, and then we just went with Hazel, and I wasn't happy with it. It was Hazelnut is the name for Chocolate Lab.
It's a nice name. However, it's pretty standard, isn't it?
Exactly. I was hoping that we could name after a Saints player, but no, didn't happen.
So, Mike, we spoke about this a couple of weeks on the show. You were talking about cats, remember, around this time?
Yeah.
And my cousins got a cat, they found it, a little stray that they took in, and it was a bit dumb, so they just called it Dumpus.
I remember that. Dumpus.
Very creative. I like it.
And yesterday on the show, we were actually speaking about Ian from Big Brother, his pet, which is a huntsman that passed away, but its name was Patricia.
Yeah, it's so weird, first of all. If you have a huntsman as a pet, like, those things are made to be killed. That's it.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. They're evil. They're evil.
I like them.
Everyone goes, oh, they're the puppy dogs of the spider world. No such thing. All spiders should be dead.
No, they should.
That's one of those things where I look to God and I go, mate, why did you create spiders? They have no, they don't add anything to my life but fear.
For me, it's flies when I ask that question.
Yeah, you hate
I can't
them.
Stand a fly. But if you called a huntsman Patricia, I think it deserves to live.
Yeah, so yesterday on the show, we put the call out for people with your weird pet names like Patricia, and we got a few calls.
I would like to call my next dog Ver. I've always wanted to call it Ver.
We have a dog, and his name is Deputy. Our surname's Sheriff.
I've got a horse called Harry. He's my last name Style. He doesn't sing, though.
I hope he doesn't sing. Although, would be great for the Golden Valley to have a singing Harry Styles as a cow.
Now, the phones went into meltdown. Our Instagram, HitGV, you can follow us on there as well. We got so many messages that flew through the gates. So we thought we'd open up the phones back again this morning, nice and early. 13 12 16 is the number. Pet names. Have you got a different pet name? Is it a little bit odd, a little bit outside of the square?
You want the greatest pet names. I love when a pet is called after a human, like Bruce,
yeah.
Barry. I love that.
Have you got a Gary, the dog?
We've had a fair few come through at our Instagram, at HitGV. Hayley has a white chinchilla cat named Lorraine. And Caitlin has a little dog named Jeffrey.
Oh, the phones have lit up as well. Daryl's from Wallen. He's driving up the Hume this morning. What's your pet's name, mate?
Well, I don't, but a friend of mine has a very large pig. It goes by the name of Kevin. And if you're wondering how it come about, just sing Footloose.
Oh.
Kevin Bacon.
Yes, that's correct.
I was thinking was maybe Kevin named in the year of 07.
No. It's his favourite movie from growing up, so that's his big name, Kevin.
Can he move as well as Kevin Bacon?
Oh, I don't think so. He's very large. He's very big, so yeah.
See, Kevin on its own, Daryl, is a very, you know, standardised Aussie name, but when it turns out to be a pig's name and it's obviously made of bacon, it gives it some context, yeah. Doesn't it?
No, it took us a little while to catch on, but yeah.
Good on you, Daryl. Appreciate the call, mate. Keep them coming, 13, 12, 16. The phones are in meltdown this morning.
We have been flooded with messages at our Instagram.
Messages?
At HitGV. Sarah said, my stepmom has a cockatoo called Greg.
See, that's amazing. I want a Gary.
Took you a little while.
I still want a Gary, though. Greg, Gary, Bob.
Graham.
Appreciate your message on the HitGV Instagram. Follow us to get involved this morning. We do have Lockie from Shepparton. What's your pet's name, mate?
Bruce, because he's a big, gentle, giant horse. So we named him Bruce after the shark of Finding Nemo.
See, there's a good one as well, Lockie. Bruce the shark. I found that a bit of a weird name for a shark. For a horse as well. It's a very humanised name.
Yeah, because he's a bit dopey. And then I like on Finding Nemo where they go, the name's Bruce.
Does he ever do that to you, or is it you saying that to him?
It's just me saying that to him.
Thanks so much for your call, Lockie. Let's move on to Maddie from Kyabram. What's your animal's name, mate?
I've got a bird called Doug.
That is so good. How did Doug? How did you get Doug for a bird?
We got this bird for our son, and we've been watching King of Queens lately, and Doug's a main character, so I said, can you say Doug? And he said Doug, so I called him Doug.
What kind of bird is it?
Just a little budgie.
Mate, no offence, but Doug just doesn't suit a bird at all.
Well, that's why it's good.
It's amazing.
And out of King of Queens. Incredible.
Oh, Maddie, say g'day to Doug for us. Appreciate the call.
No worries. See ya.
All right, let's move on to Christy from Shepparton. What's your pet's name?
Khan, as in Genghis Khan.
Khan.
I actually don't mind that. What sort of animal is it?
Flame Point Ragdoll.
Wow.
Oh, a little cat.
Yeah.
Does it like meditate? Is it into Buddhism?
No, but it does suit him because he rules the roost of the house. You can't even go for a shower in peace. He sits there and sits on the like sink and stares at you.
I'm sort of thinking like when a cat's like, it's like, Khan! Or no?
Well, Genghis Khan's a wise man. Yeah. A ragdoll's a pretty wise looking cat, I guess.
Yeah. But at the same time, he was the first emperor of the China.
You should have given it a first name, Far.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Herbs, you moved to the GV a few months ago now. You came about a week before coronavirus hit. It's been a tough few months for you because you haven't been able to get out and about much, have you?
No. It has been, honestly, it has been quite hard. I'm one, when I move to a new town, like to see a lot of the new town, but obviously that was restricted. So I'm happy now that restrictions have been lifted a little bit. I can get to different cafes and see more of the Goulburn Valley, but it has been slow moving.
I've noticed you're I do know this, you're a single girl. I haven't just noticed it. It's pretty obvious.
I moved here single. Yeah.
She's a man eater.
It's the reason you hired me, isn't it?
Have you been on a date since you moved here?
No, I don't. I haven't even really been on a friend date because I...
What do you call me, mate?
I get paid to hang with you.
That's a very, very good point. No, as a friend, I'm trying to look out for you.
I don't know what you're doing here.
No, I just think that it's time, with things starting to ease up a little bit. Like, we went for a wine last night with our boss Leroy at the park. Like, you can order a little side dish while you have a drink. So I think that's a reasonable enough excuse for you to open your eyes, open your heart a little bit to finding a man right here in the GV.
Look, I won't say I'm opposed to it, but I still am a bit sure of what you're getting at.
Every now and then, the phones ring, and we love it when you get involved, GV, with the show. 13 12 16 is the number. Anytime you want to give us a buzz and just say, hey, guys, love the show. Hey, guys, I want to talk about this. Hey, guys, you're not going to believe what happened. Every now and then, you get a phone call off air, just like we did in the 7:30 news. I've got him back on the line now. He joins us on the phone now. Lukey, God, tell Herbie what you've called up about.
I'm going on a date with Herbie.
Oh. Herbie's speechless.
Wow. This is interesting. Are you there, Luke?
Getting stage fright.
Oh, don't get stage fright. It's fine. Where would we go on a date to? Things are opening up.
Oh, he's hung up. You were that close to your first date here.
Next time.
Poor guy got stage fright.
Poor girl. He called up to go on a date with me and he's dumped me already.
Luke, mate, 13, 12, 16, give us a call back, HitGV on Instagram, or fellas, give us a call, any of you, anyone that's out there that wants to go on a date with Herbie. Let's open up the phones.
Anyone.
Anyone.
Makes me seem so desperate.
If you're a serial killer, 13, 12, 16. Wake up.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Well, I wasn't expecting this for this morning because you've completely blindsided me.
You look a bit nervous.
I am a little bit. Do you know what, am. And I'm not one who gets quite uncomfortable or anything, but I'm a bit, nervous.
I'll tell you why you're nervous, and I hate to jump the gun, but I think you're in love. Now, you know what?
Here we go. This is...
You're afraid of love.
I'm not afraid of love. You are.
Yeah, that's true. Patrick in Wangaratta, mate, meet Herbie.
We were just thinking then that seeing that I've got this free McDonald's voucher that I got yesterday, maybe it's big enough for two.
Oh, I am a fan of the Golden Arches.
I think there's nothing wrong with a McDonald's day.
It depends. What's your order?
I don't know. I'm a pretty stock standard Big Mac sort of guy.
Nothing wrong with a Big Mac. If you said fillet of fish, I reckon I would have had to look the other way. But you're locking in a Big Mac. I reckon I could lock in a Macca's date for you and I, Patrick.
Perfect. Perfect.
Well, this is love. Can you just describe yourself to Herb so we know what you look like? It's a shallow world at the moment. Sorry, Patty. Is there a celebrity that you're
looking after me?
Is it a celebrity that you look like or something? I'm just making sure you don't look like my foot, you know?
Oh, God, I don't know. I've got a mate with me here, Nick. What do you think? Who do I look like celebrity-wise?
I don't know.
You're like Brad Pitt?
He's not very chatty. Oh, I wish I looked like Brad Pitt. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Brad Pitt, you know
Pitt
what?
Locking in?
Herbie and Brad Pitt
we'll
McDonald's
lock
day.
In.
Well, Patrick, I like this. This is true love. My one concern as a friend of Herb's, though, is that I don't want any tight asses because you said that you're going to use your Macca's vouchers. Are you going to, if it ends up costing you more than $15, mate, are you going to splurge a little bit on it?
Oh, well, of course. But I think, we'll test out the waters to begin with and then we can go on something a bit nicer after.
Okay. Oh, date two already. Wow.
Yeah. If it really progresses, we may go to the Macca's playground. I may take you on the slide. Good on you, Patrick. Appreciate the call, legend.
No worries.
Mate, add her on Instagram. Nat Herbie. Is it
I'll
Nat
have to
Herbie?
Download it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, jeez.
Good on you, Patrick. Herbs, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling that... I've got a friend request on Facebook.
He's added you already. Patrick, he's hung up. Patrick's hung up, but what is he? What, give us a look.
I tell you, we've got a problem already.
He doesn't look like Brad Pitt.
He's a Carlton supporter.
Oh, no, you're a Saints fan. Is that him in the middle?
That's Paddy.
I mean, I like women, but he's cute, Herbs. I'd go on a date with him.
Do you reckon I accept?
Yeah, give him an accept, then you can stalk him some more. I mean, I wouldn't take him to an expensive or an amazing place.
We're going to Macca's.
Exactly right.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Time to fire up a little bit for a Wednesday morning. There's been a renewed push to rename Coon Cheese because of people are finding it racist.
Yeah, I've seen these headlines and I just think it's ridiculous. Like there is a lot of arguments going around at the moment regarding the Black Lives Matter. And yes, there's some that we need to look at. This one, if you look into it, we do not need to look into it.
Now, 7 o'clock news, you may have just heard they're actually pushing to rename Victoria our state because of
Queen Victoria.
Apparently it's racist. Coon cheese. However, this is the thing, right? If the basis on the name of the cheese was from slave labor or something like that, for sure, let's get right
exactly
behind
right,
it.
Exactly right, yeah.
It comes down to the name that the man that invented Coon cheese. His name was Edward William Coon. It was his surname.
This is why I think that at this stage, with everything going on, people are trying to find arguments. Yes, there is valid arguments that we need to look at. But when it's his surname, surely we don't need to give it even a glimpse.
Well, it's like my surname, Charlotte.
Yeah.
I think that's a yoga term. It means something. Like
It sounds yogi-y.
Yeah, if the yoga in India, even though it's an Albanian surname, it still means something to yogis. If you're a yogi that gets offended by my name, I'm not changing it. It's my surname. Get stuffed.
I mean, Herb Stride.
Yeah, what does that mean?
No clue. But Herbs is something. I don't get offended when I see all these different herbs in the supermarket.
I want to ask you this, though. A serious question. If you are a person of colour and the term does offend you, even though it is a cheese, is it valid response then to actually reconsider what we call it?
I just don't think so in terms of it being someone's surname. Like you can definitely take offence of it being a word used in not the right manner, but when it's someone's surname, you can't change someone's surname.
You're right. And how far does it go? Because if we're talking about renaming Coon Cheese, I thought, well, we should probably be renaming Black Coffee. That's offensive.
It is. Yeah, if you look at it. And white, it probably is offending someone.
White Sugar. Oh, that's offensive.
Exactly.
Brown
right.
sugar.
Yeah.
White chocolate. How dare you, Josiah? Oh. Stop saying white chocolate. That's offensive. Brown rice.
Which is true.
Rename it. How far do we go? This is the big question.
See, that's what I'm with you on this one. I think, yes, we have to look at some things in society at the moment because it is wrong. And there's no lies about that. But in this instance, it's his surname.
Yeah, it's taking it too far. News.com.au put up a poll saying, is it time for Coon Cheese to change its name? There was two options. Absolutely, it's a racist term. Or no, it's actually named after the creator, Edward William Coon. 95% of people have said no. Good to see
which
common
sense.
Which
I like to see.
Which does prove as well to my point that it is the minority of all minorities that seem to have the loudest voice here that try to get these things over the line.
It is very true. One thing I do know is I love cheese, though, and I'm never going to change my opinion on that.
We'll be eating a lot of Coon cheese. If you do have an opinion on it, though, we'd love to hear it. Hit GV on Instagram or flick us a message. Hit Golden Valley on Facebook.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
We've got our boss Leroy in the studio this morning. He's looking very nervous because we're about to ask him a massive question.
What is going on here? Well, I'm a little concerned.
Well, the last 2 days, Leroy, you might have heard this in our catch-up. We know you do catch-up daily, hit.com.au. We've been speaking about pets after Ian and Big Brother, he has a huntsman named Patricia.
Yes. We died, thought, didn't it?
Yeah, it did die.
Poor thing.
Yes. R.I.P. And we thought names for pets are very interesting and people take a lot of pride when it comes to naming their pets. And over the last 24 hours, we've found out how much so because the GV have shared a lot of their pet names with us.
I would like to call my next dog Vert. I've always wanted to call it Vert.
We have a dog and his name is Deputy. Our surname's Sheriff.
I've got a horse called Harry. He's my last name, Styles. He doesn't sing, though.
I've got a bird called Doug.
I think that's my favourite so far.
Doug
the bird. Great name. Doesn't suit the bird at all.
We did actually just receive a message as well. A British bulldog named Gary.
I'm a bit concerned. Oh, look, oh, you've got me in the studio. I'm a bit concerned as to where this might be headed.
Last night we were at dinner at Park Lake and you informed us that your family is getting a puppy.
Yes. Because we've had to lose the other two. We've had to put them down, unfortunately. They're getting a little old and one got really sick. So, yes, we've bought ourselves a sheep-a-doodle.
Very cute. Like, Josiah will mention this. I'm not the world's biggest fan of dogs, but your dog, puppy, very cute.
Yeah, it's fluffy. It's cute. It looks like something that you'd make a man's best friend here.
Yes.
Now, Leroy, when does the dog arrive? Like, when do you actually get this dog?
I think we're about 3 weeks away now.
And the dog still doesn't have a name, does it?
I see where this is going now. I see where this. The penny's just dropped.
Now, the GV has given us many suggestions and just told us what their pets' names are.
Yeah.
Old Arnie Herbs and Uncle Josiah here.
Oh, here we
would love Goulburn Valley, the people listening right now, to have the opportunity, no, the honour to name your dog.
That you want to name our dog. You know, Kyle's at home, my wife and the kids want to name this. Yeah,
we understand, but we believe that you're a man for the show.
Yes.
And the naming rights obviously belong to the show, so it's just really getting the A-OK.
Oh, look, I'm a man for the region, I'll be honest with you. Let's do it. Okay, fine. No problem. I'm no problem. You can name the animal. That's fine.
I did not expect that at all.
I mean, I'm a massive fan of the Adelaide Crows. I was going to call it Tex, but he's a bit of a dud now. So, yes, get on to it.
All right, Goulburn Valley, we'll continue this. We'll get your suggestions tomorrow on the show. By Friday, Leroy, you'll have a name for your dog.
Done deal.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
I'm very excited by this because you know me and UFO and aliens. There's been another sighting.
Was this one in your backyard and a saucepan in your left hand?
Fortunately, I didn't get to see this one. There's been a green fireball that flashed across the sky that has stunned onlookers right here in Australia. In fact, it happened in WA, and this time there's proof, Herbs. I've shown you the video. There's a green flash. It goes across the sky, not for a little bit, but for a very long time. It's real.
It's not real. There's always an explanation. Always. For me, when I first saw the footage that you showed me, Northern Lights is what it reminded me of. And when anyone speaks about Northern Lights, they don't speak about aliens.
I love that you said Northern Lights. However, we're in Australia. There's no such thing. So what it was aliens.
Of course it was. And did people meet them?
Not yet. The jury's still out. A couple of people have taken to social media to say, it's truly amazing. I saw it at midnight last night too. It wasn't just a one person that saw it. Everyone in the Pilbara region of WA saw it. Someone else wrote, I saw this at work. It seemed more colourful and brighter in person than that video.
See, for me, whenever we've spoken about aliens, no one's ever brought colour into this, and now you are. Are you saying that everything you've spoken about before is a lie and this one is the truth?
Well, green just adds more mystery around it. Some person that's a scientist or some person with some good name next to the name that probably works for NASA has said, the jury's still out on that video. It's either space debris or it could be a grazing fireball encounter. Both sound amazing. However, you know that I know this stuff because I've seen what I've seen right here in Kyala. I've spoken about it on the show many times before. It's an alien.
So the third option that you've given, you're saying, is the one we should all believe, even though the NASA scientist hasn't given that option.
Look, I wish I was alone with this stuff, Herbs. I wish I was a crazy individual. But the phones go into meltdown every time I talk about, have you seen one right here in the GV? Have you seen it? I'm not crazy. There are so many other people out there like me that know that they exist, that know that aliens are already here on Earth. You know what that green light was? Some more aliens just visiting their friends that are already here.
It's not. See, I'm not opposed to the idea. I reckon there could be aliens out there, but no one's seen them yet. And this just proves my theory. No one has seen them yet.
The proof is getting closer and closer, guys. It is just around the corner. If you have seen one recently right here in the GV, though, believe me, I want to talk about it every day on the show if I can. Flick us a message, hit GV on Instagram.
Please, if you've got the proof, send it our way because maybe I'll believe it. But until then, you're going to hear these bonkers stories coming out of Josiah's mouth.
Speak to you at the next full moon.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
This is crazy, Herbs. I've read an article. Americans. Now, we know they're a little bit backwards. Just look at the state of the country at the moment, right?
America.
They are a special, special country. They try their best. They've only just found out what a Zupa Duper is and they're losing their minds.
Like our delicious, yum-diddly-umptious Zupa Dupers.
Well, it's one of the most iconic Australian, you know, icebox or what they call popsicles.
If you think of summer, I think straight away in the top five, you're going to be thinking Zupa Dupers.
Well, I don't just think Zupa Dupers. I really, and this is the beauty of such an amazing Australian dessert, is I picture cutting off the top of it. I picture sucking off the top, throw it in the sink. I picture mum having to then put it in the bin. I then picture myself getting yelled at, and then I take my Zupa Duper and sit in front of the cricket, in front of the TV with dad, and we both laugh about mum yelling at us.
Which is incredible. I know when I was young, I would always offer to get my brother their Zupa Dupers. So, because I've got four of them. Then they'd get different flavours. I'd cut the top off, but I'd cut more than the top off. So I got to taste all of their flavours of the Zupa Dupers as well as mine.
The Americans have fired up on Twitter saying you Aussies are crazy. They're called popsicles, not Zupa Dupers. Don't question us.
They're not called popsicles.
Yeah, don't even question us.
Shush.
Be quiet. Go back to your country with your riots and all the other stuff that you do over there. Now, this is what I want to do, Herbs. I've got an idea. I want to throw a challenge to you. Okay. I've got a number for a supermarket in Brooklyn, New York City.
Brooklyn.
Hopefully their windows are all intact still. Now, this is what I want to do. I want you to call them and ask for the Zupa Dupers what aisle they're in.
What aisle they're in. So I'm calling the supermarket and just going to say, hey, you've got some Zupa Dupers, which aisle are they in? Because it'd be nighttime over there.
Yeah, it would be. It'd be evening.
Perfect time for a Zupa Duper.
Yeah, hey. Especially over there. And see if she actually catches on to what you're talking about. You ready for this?
Yeah, okay.
All right, I've got the number. I'll put it in now.
Hello,
Michael. Hello, this is, my name's Herbie. I'm just calling to find out which aisle the Zupa Dupers are in.
The what?
Zupa Dupers.
What is that?
You know, the icy pole that you have maybe for dessert, a fairy floss Zupa Duper?
If there's anything for dessert, it's going to be an auto.
It's,
if we don't have it there, we don't have it at the moment.
It's sort of a popsicle.
A frozen one?
A frozen Zupa Duper, yes.
It's going to be all the way in the freezer in the corner by the ice cream.
Oh, perfect. I'll go get myself a Zupa Duper. So you know what a Zupa Duper is?
If we, right now, I'm not sure, but if it's a popsicle that is frozen, it's going to be on all the way in the freezer in the corner.
Yeah, I thought you might not know. Unfortunately, yeah, it's just a popsicle, but that's all right. We'll check out the back corner. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Well done, Herbs.
Well, Got the call out of the way.
I mean, she understood at the end what a Zupa Duper is. Look at us. We're just educating Americans one by one.
Do you reckon she's now gone to her manager and gone, we need to get some Zupa Dupers in because there is one girl that is banging for a fairy force Zupa Duper.
She sounds hungry. We need to make this Aussie girl happy.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Homework. We've all done it at some stage in our life. I didn't love homework. You know, some students really do love it, but then others struggle with it.
Look, I don't want to get in trouble for not encouraging kids to do their homework, but I couldn't stand it either. I went outside and kicked the soccer ball instead
every
day.
Well, you have to do it. You have to do it. Otherwise, there's consequences. But it's just, for some people, it's just not there. You know, you've got better things to do, like yourself. Kick the football, play outside, be with your friends. But kids, if you are listening, you do need to do your homework. Otherwise, you're not going to get through school.
Yeah, and if you are listening, just cram it all in the night before.
And I know for many parents, it can be quite tough to encourage their kids to do homework, especially now more than ever, because we know through isolation, the parents became the teachers in a way, and they were homeschooled. So they're going, kids, you've really got to do it now. Not just that, you've got to do your work while you're at school and also your homework.
I feel like a lot of parents actually had to do the kids' homework and then realised to themselves, actually, this is a lot harder than I thought.
I'm not as smart as I thought I was. Now, for one mum, she's shared her child's homework online and it is brilliant. So she's taken to Mumsnet to go, warning for other parents out there, before your kid hands in their homework, good to check what they've done. Because we know now that technology is a big part of children's lives, and so many can use technology to help them with their homework. And that's what's happened for this mum's daughter. So this kid in primary school, year two, was set the task to find out facts about violins. And so she went home and said, Mum, I've got some homework that I need to do. And she got busy doing it. Now, the mum didn't really think too much of it when she first spoke about violins, gave us some facts and then said, you do the rest. It's up to you. So the kid took to Google.
Good kid.
And the kid got some facts. Now, the picture is of violins on the page and then it says violin. And this is where the kid has come and written all about violins. It starts off pretty well. Made of wood, two ways to play. There's five types of violin. And this is where she's got the facts of Google. So number one for the first fact about a violin, sexual violence. Number two, intimidate. Number three, suicide. Number four, dangerous. The kid has accidentally Googled violence.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And copy-pasted.
Copy and pasted.
I mean, close, but no cigar.
Definitely missed the mark just by a little bit.
You know what? You've missed it. Or, in fact, you've added to it by two little letters. Two vital, vital letters.
So, as I said, it is a warning to check your kids' homework before they hand it in. But to this kid, A plus for trying.
Yeah, you know what? And D plus for copy pasting as well. We've all been there, haven't we?
It's a Charlotte move right there.
Our ideas. I've done that a few times in high school and been caught.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Chef Charlotte is back.
Yeah. You're rating yourself at the moment.
You've got to sound a bit more motivated. You should be happy for me.
I am happy for you because I was concerned when I used to go grocery shopping with you and you put the same thing in your basket every week, some already cooked schnitzels and some of those honey soy chicken
Hang
wings.
Hang on. I still had to roast those honey soy rings. What are they called? Wings. And I still had to cook a schnitzel in the fry pan. That's tough stuff for a bloke, you know? I'm just a standard Aussie bloke.
Well, you were.
I was. Mm. As of late, I've had a little awakening, you might say. I thought, you know what? At 30 years of age, it might be nice to be able to learn to cook. And I don't reckon there's anything to a girl that's probably more impressive. Would you say the same?
Well, I think there's stuff that is impressive, but it's up there. If you go over, say you invite me over to your house to have dinner for a date and you're cooking and it's fantastic, wow.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm not doing it for a girl. Let me just throw it out there. I'm doing it for myself.
He's doing it for a girl.
Doing it for
everyone.
Heaps of chicks, man. No, it all started with a couple of weeks ago. I've spoken about on the show with my famous Charla Spag bowl that's been passed on from generation to generation.
How can we forget?
During the week, I actually attempted this week a bone broth.
Really?
Yeah, that was good.
Did you do that from scratch?
Yeah.
Because it takes a long time. You've got to fully cook it and then it's
well, I may have bought the powder from Bombarfa Beef up on Benalla Road and just added water to it.
Do you know what? Baby steps. Baby steps.
Baby steps. Last night, though, I took it to a whole new level, right?
Mm-hmm.
I went for a dish, which is one of my favourite dishes at all time. I love Japanese food. Arigato to all our Japanese listeners this morning.
It is delightful, Japanese food.
So I attempted a nasu dengaku, one of my faves.
Have I had that? What's nasu dengaku?
So it's like usually an entree. It's like a miso glazed eggplant.
Okay, so I'm aware of miso soup. Is it sort of the soup in a glazed form on an eggplant?
It's like a thick miso paste that you put on an eggplant and you slow roast it.
Oh, sounds delicious.
I tried it my own way. You're meant to put it on the fry pan to draw the water out and then put in the oven to slow roast, but I thought, too hard doing the fry pan thing. I'll just do the fry pan.
Skip a step. What they say on MasterChef. Yeah. Skip a step.
I'll just go straight to the slow roast. I rocked up to the Park Lake last night for a wine with you and our boss, Leroy.
Sorry, you rocked up at what time?
Yeah,
we were meeting at 6:30.
Hey,
what time did you get there?
Chef Charlotte was busy in the kitchen, man. there was a reason why I was a little bit late. It wasn't just because the food was a bit late when it came out. Herbs, do you really want to know how I went?
I need to know how you went because I'm concerned. You were really late and I did see a picture of these and I was unsure of how they were looking.
Yeah, the reason I was late was I think there needs to be a round two. I failed round one. I was having a spew. The miso was so rich and the eggplant was so watery. I was so sick.
So you've cooked two things now, spaghetti bolognese and these miso eggplant, and you've stuffed them both up. But you want a cookbook?
Do you know how I said before I'm doing this to impress a girl? Mm. I don't think I need a girl. I think I just need a wife.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Tell you what we are both fans of. And that is a little bit of fast food every now and then.
Yeah, yeah. I have a little cheat once a week and go absolutely nuts.
It's a problem. There's just something so delicious about them.
Nah, this is what I figured out. Life's about balance. So I eat green during the week. So when I hit that sort of fast food stuff on the weekend, Herbs, I don't feel bad about myself and I enjoy everything that goes inside my system.
Yeah, I'm sure if we called up KFC... they would know that you only go once a week.
Oh, they know my order. Yeah. Zinger box, replace the gravy with another small chips, extra chicken salt, and 4 sweet and sours. Thanks for coming, Josiah.
Turns out we're not alone, though, which I know we're not. Many people do get around a lot of our fast food chains, but one guy in particular, now he's a traveller over in England. His name's Ian. He's 55 years old, and he loves a bit of the Colonel. Mm. Loves the Colonel.
Who doesn't? I haven't met anyone that doesn't like KFC.
It's a good thing. I mean, if you're a vegan, probably not.
Yeah, good point. Although, do they do vegan chicken now?
Not there, I don't think.
Yeah, there's a story for another time.
And so this traveller, Ian, he actually travels around on a horse and carriage. So his horse is named John John. And him and John John, they just travel around Cumbria, which is in the
north of
England.
Is he Amish or something? Like, why is he still
traveling? He's a gypsy.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the travellers over there.
Just get a car, mate.
I mean, it's convenient. He's got his horse, he's got a friend. And he decided when he was on John John the other week that he was pretty peckish and wanted some old Colonel. So he took himself to KFC and got to the drive-through. And that's when a bit of an issue broke out because he went there, the window was there, a person was speaking to him and said, yeah, can I take your order? And he ordered a bucket, classic order. And it was then when a manager came running out and said, no, 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 Ian, this is bad. You cannot bring your horse and carriage through this drive-thru. Now, he wasn't happy. The Irish pub, he wasn't happy.
Is there rules around this? Because if there's not, mate, you can go through however
he
you
said,
want.
I've done nothing wrong. I have done nothing wrong here. I was as quiet as a lamb. John John was well behaved. I don't know what you're doing. And the manager said, no, this is health and safety. You cannot go through here. Which I just think is crazy because imagine if it's a chuka where they've got the horse and carriage.
Yeah, imagine paying that bloke who takes you around town, you know, your tenner to go for a lap around and go, mate, do you mind if we just duck through Macca's here?
Well, that's the thing. We probably could get through Macca's because Ian's gone on. There's a fool. He's really not happy with KFC because he said, in the end, I had to go to McDonald's and settle for a Big Mac. I wanted a bucket, but I got a Big Mac. Now, there's no one bat an eyelid there. So, tip today, if you are on your horse and carriage, maybe you are in a chuka, only Macca's.
Or, yeah, go to Macca's. Big Mac's still a massive win. Or, mate, shut up, Ian. Just tie your horse up and walk inside, you lazy prick.
John John wanted some food too, though.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Now, not sure if you've come across this story yet, Josiah, but it's one I want to share with you in the Goulburn Valley because I think we could do something with it here locally. And it's to do with the Australian Federal Police. They've teamed up with National Missing Persons Coordination Centre and Canberra Milk. And so what they're going to be doing is, as a joint campaign, they're going to be putting profiles of 16 long-term missing people that will be printed on the 1 litre bottles of milk. So when you go to buy them, you'll see their picture, but also see their story. And not only that, they'll be going to be sharing their stories across social media. Now, it's Canberra Milk's campaign, but they're looking at missing people all across Australia. So for me, I believe it should be introduced here locally as well, especially you'd say we're nearly the home of dairy farmers.
Well, that too. Also, and it's a terrible stat that we do have right here in the Goulburn Valley, Shepparton in particular, we have a really, really high missing persons list. Quite often you'll hear in our news, and we do have your 8 o'clock news around the corner, missing persons a lot. So this is a great idea we can incorporate right here.
I think that it's something we need to look forward to in terms of looking for missing people. We need to know that there's a positive, and this campaign actually brings that. So for us, yes, it's happening in Canberra, but we need to bring it here. I don't know what step we need to take to do so, but I think if we put the call out, maybe we can achieve that.
Well, let's get Steph Ryan on the show. We'll try to chase her for later this week, our local MP here, the MP for Euroa, and the National Party deputy.
It's sad. It's so sad when you hear of a missing person.
Well, let's throw the idea over to her and see what we can do to make it happen, because it's a great idea. And the fact that Canberra are doing it, people embracing it, if you can see someone and it raises that awareness, why not?
Even just seeing someone, but getting people talking about it.
Absolutely. No, it's a great idea. We'll try to get Steph Ryan on the show later this week.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.
Tomorrow is Thursday, which means Iron Chef myself returns.
I can't wait. This is probably one of the best segments, non-intentionally, that we've done on this show.
And more so for you, because you are the taste tester. Mm. So if you're new to Iron Chef Thursdays, we use an iron and we cook something every Thursday. We started off with apple crumble because that's where our idea came from. And no one thought I could actually cook an apple crumble using an iron, but this is you tasting what I put forward.
Here we go.
It's going in. Oh, I hate that noise, but anywho. Put aside the noise. You've had a bit of apple and the crumble with the cream. Talk to me. How is an iron baking apple crumble gone?
Herbs, you've nailed it!
Yes! Woo!
Now, this has unintentionally become so good because the next week after that, we tried a bacon and egg roll. Last week, we did pancakes. So far, all have been a success. Cooked in this studio on an iron.
It
unbelievable.
Is crazy to think that this can happen. Have one little aluminium tray on top of the iron, and that is it. Now,
Herbie, I feel like tomorrow it is a Thursday and Iron Chef Herbs will come back. We need to step it up a notch.
We do. We do. And this is where we need your help, GV. So if you go to Instagram at HitGV, we've asked for what you'd like to see me cook. Now, we've had some suggestions come through already. I'll run them by you. Tristan has said nachos.
Oh, yes.
Courtney said a cake. I don't know how I'll do
can
that one.
Can you cook a cake, though? Like, you need
I've got
oven.
An idea already for that one. Poached eggs in water.
Delicious. I actually tried to Google, because you know I'm trying to be a chef at the moment, Chef Sharla. I tried to Google poaching eggs. Too hard, mate. Just buy them at a cafe.
Chips and gravy.
Oh, man.
Popcorn.
Oh, man.
Snags and bread.
Oh.
Omelettes.
Oh.
And this one is real deluxe. Butter chicken and rice.
Oh, mate. I'm telling you what. You shouldn't have thrown those at me when I haven't eaten yet this morning. I am so hungry yet excited hearing those suggestions. So what's happening? Do I get to pick which one the Iron Chef Herb
Which
cooks?
One out of them do you think you'd like at this stage?
I tell you what. There was two of them that really, really excited me. They were nachos.
Nachos.
I don't really know how to say that one.
Yep.
And chips and gravy.
Chips and gravy. Okay. You know I love gravy.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to write them down, but I think it's only fair to leave the suggestions open for a couple more hours. If you want to get involved, GV, and have a suggestion of what I should cook tomorrow on the iron, write it there and then come tomorrow morning. One of your suggestions will be cooked.
Iron Chef Thursdays will be back tomorrow on the show.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie.
On Hit 96.9.